might be the next.
Like I said, man, we're broadcasting live at the Standard Bank Gallery in Town, Marshalltown, Frederick Street. If you couldn't make it or you're outside of the city, let me tell you something. We got something real interesting for you that you can check out. Arts.standardbank.co.za is where you can check out all the virtual arts, man. If I could, I was going to come to your city, you know what, and bring all the art to you so that you can meet all these artists. But somebody who was on the road listening to Y has a beautiful story who's sitting next to me who's going to share it with you guys. And find out with Yazin, isn't this Mnandi Zayenza Gailipile? And Tori, how are you doing?
I'm awesome, my guy. How are you doing?
Happy Saturday. I'm good. Please tell me your story. How did you get here?
Bruh, I was actually driving around Pretoria.
Yeah.
And then I was surfing through, you know, radio stations. Yeah. And then I happened to bump into Y.
Of course, the biggest radio station, the funnest. Why not?
The perfect radio station out here.
Yeah.
So basically, I came across what you guys were talking about, the Standard Bank gallery, art gallery.
Yes.
Where you guys were talking about that we are a culture.
Yes.
So it kind of drew my interest. I was like, you know what, since it's a Saturday, it's laid back, I'm not doing much, so let me just pull through and check out what's happening.
That's super awesome. So you came in and you carved everything.
Yeah, bro, the arts are amazing. Mm-hmm. Like the silhouettes. There's this other silhouette which is very interesting because it represents Dinaka, and then I'm from Mokopane in Limpopo, so that kind of dance is kind of like it resonates with home.
Oh,
we don't
yes.
see it much often as much as we could, but I was like, you know what, it brings that homely feeling.
Yes, the skits, artificial, it was dope, né?
It was amazing.
Well, that's amazing. So what were you doing on Heritage Day before you got here?
I wouldn't do much because since I work Monday to Friday, I was like, I just wanted to, you know, recline and relax.
Mm.
And then did the laundry, I just hit the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that you told me right now that touched me is that it reminded you of back home, the dance, the Mungap dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Why do you think it's so important for us to have spaces like this and exhibitions like this that make you feel like this?
Because at the end of the day, it reminds you about where you come from.
Yeah.
Like where home is. Mm-hmm. Irrespective of how modernized we are, infused. But at the end of the day, it's still home.
It
has a homely feeling.
What's crazy right now, guys? I wish you could see what's happening right now. So I'm speaking to Tori right now, who was talking about Skits art exhibition, art piece. And yeah. Tori, let me tell you something. So this is the guy, right? Yeah.
What?
How crazy?
Very. It's very crazy, actually.
Oh, man, you're missing out. If you're at home, you're going to listen. We're going to speak to Skits right about now and ask him a couple of questions. Oh, actually, you got a mic. Hey, man.
Hi.
Whoa, everything is moving too quick, right? How are you, Skits?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Well, well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
I was speaking to Tori right now, and you bagabuni exhibition yako lapha. Please, can you please take us through it? What inspired it, and what is it all about?
Cool. So the work upstairs is like a series that I've been doing since like 2019.
Yeah.
It's called The Three Balloons, and it basically just unpacks being black, being queer, and also just how we celebrate life in general. Because I think in general, when you see balloons, the first thing you think of is like, oh my God, this is going to be a party.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I want to see how that looks like for me as a black queer body in a traditional and cultural space, you know?
Yeah.
And so now the work that's upstairs is unpacking my blackness and also my queer experience with love and, you know, this is what I go through every day, like with my lovers. So every time I'm like up there, it feels like a coming out story in a way, which I enjoy, and it's growing. Like it's a growing piece of work, and I that's what it's about.
Well, I absolutely love it, and I'm not the only one because Tori is also in love with it. I'm so sorry for all the wires. I know Skits, so I didn't even give him an introduction. Please, Kupushaika introduction.
Hi, I'm Skits. I am a multidisciplinary artist.
Yep.
I am a DJ as well on the side, and I work in advertising, and I'm a lover of life.
Yeah, and We Are Culture decided to, you know, bring this to us and show us the beautiful arts that you guys are creating. Why is it so important to have spaces like this?
I think it's quite important to have spaces like this, especially spaces that like uplift young black artists.
Yeah.
I think we play a very important role in shaping the conversation of like contemporary life, right? If
sure.
you see most of the work that's upstairs, it's like real life experiences of things that we are living through now. There's one big art piece where it's just like the girls are sitting and like they're having like a drink, like a margarita, and I'm like, this is me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel so seen by most of the work here, and I think it's very important to have more spaces that give platform for those voices.
Yes. Yeah. And also, why did you choose that medium that you chose? I mean, there's people who are doing fashion, yeah. there's people who are doing painting. Yeah. yeah. Why?
So I have like a background in performance, right? So yeah. I used to do dance in high school. I used to do contemporary dance, Spanish, and ballet. I was a ballerina. And I think...
So you can do the splits and jumping and rap and the kicking.
I'm the girl. So I think just my voice as an artist from there has just kind of like transcended into visual work. I want to see how my story can move, right? And,
yeah.
and I think just a picture wasn't enough for me, and I wanted to kind of continue speaking, because the body does say a lot. Like body yeah. language is a very like important thing, and I think the work does that, like encompasses that, and yeah, that's why I chose that medium.
Do you think this will lead the way for other similar or annual celebrations like this?
Well, I hope so. I think it's very, like I said earlier on, it's very important for artists to be given platforms like this.
Sure.
I think we are special, and we do need to see more of this happen.
Yeah. Tori, do you have a question for Skits?
I'm scared.
Yeah, actually, I'm listening to you speak, actually. I'm just paying attention to the conversation. So, where are you from?
Like...
Home.
Yeah. Kimupedi, Kitswa, Limpopo.
Where in Limpopo?
Beggarsford.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I figured. I'm from Mokopane.
Mokopane?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mkai.
See what art does. It brings us all together.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh, man, so beautiful. If you went out here, you missed it. But it's still carrying on until the 8th of October. So make sure that you come through and check out the We Are Culture. It's happening at Standard Bank Gallery. Skits, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tori, welcome and thank you so much. Otherwise, there's more music before I go. There's more music just for you right here on